USA News, I'm John Schaefer. Former President Trump attended his New York fraud trial today, where an accountant provided testimony in his defense. On the way into the courthouse, Trump again said he's done nothing wrong.
There were no victims. The bank loves us. The bank testified. They love us. We did absolutely nothing wrong. We never even defaulted.
Trump is set to testify on Monday as the last defense witness. The New York Attorney General's office under Letitia James is pursuing a lawsuit against the Trumps and the Trump Organization, alleging the inflation of financial statements by billions of dollars. The Israeli Security Cabinet has approved an increase in supplies to prevent a humanitarian collapse in southern Gaza. Concurrently, Israel reports its forces have surrounded the residence of the top Hamas leader, presumed to be in hiding underground. Senate Republicans say President Biden is AWOL when addressing border security. South Carolina Senator Lindsey Graham attributes the surge in migrant crossings directly to the president's policies.
Joe Biden has been asleep at the wheel when it comes to the border. You need to wake up, Mr. President, before we get hit.
Graham said today that Democrats must make substantial concessions on border policy for the passage of the president's funding request for Ukraine and Israel. The House Committee on Education and the Workforce is investigating Harvard, MIT, and the University of Pennsylvania over allegations of rampant anti-Semitism. The inquiry comes after university leaders faced criticism during a congressional hearing for not explicitly stating whether calls for the genocide of Jews violate campus rules on harassment. The U.S. Postal Service has released its Christmas shipping deadlines. December 16th is the last day for five-day shipping with USPS Ground Advantage and first-class mail services. For four-day shipping, the cutoff is December 18th, and December 21st is the deadline for USPS Priority Mail Express one-day shipping. This is USA News.
Every day, our brave military men and women, along with their families, make tremendous sacrifices for our freedom. Patriotic Hearts, a nonprofit organization, is dedicated to supporting these heroes and their families in their times of need. By donating your unwanted card to Patriotic Hearts, you'll be supporting job transition and job fair programs, veteran entrepreneurship, counseling, and retreats for combat veterans and their spouses. Call 800-804-7211. You'll receive a tax deduction, and we'll arrange a free pickup at your convenience. Imagine the difference you can make in the lives of those who have given so much for our country. Your card donation will directly impact military families, veterans, providing them with the support they desperately need. Call 800-804-7211. You can become a part of something bigger. Join us in our mission to uplift and honor our military community. Call 800-804-7211 to donate your unwanted card to Patriotic Hearts.
Senator Richard Blumenthal of Connecticut says Congress must act to prevent gun violence.
This is a moral imperative, not just a political obligation. It is a moral duty for this country to stop gun violence.
Thursday, Blumenthal and fellow lawmakers met with families of victims and survivors of gun violence on Capitol Hill. Next Thursday will mark the 11-year anniversary of the tragic shooting at Sandy Hook Elementary School in Newtown, Connecticut, where 20 children were among those shot and killed. Millions of individuals across the eastern United States are expected to experience the impact of a significant storm this weekend. Meteorologists predict the storm will extend over 1,200 miles from the Gulf Coast to the Canadian border. Beginning on Friday, potential snow in the north and the formation of severe thunderstorms, accompanied by heavy rain and strong winds throughout the eastern region, are expected to then intensify Saturday and reach full strength by Sunday. Next year, the airline industry anticipates a record number of air travelers, with around 4.7 billion people expected to fly. Projected net profits for the industry in 2024 are estimated to reach $25.7 billion, reflecting a 2.7% profit margin. Tonight, Thursday Night Football kicks off Week 14 of the NFL season with the Pittsburgh Steelers hosting the New England Patriots. The Steelers will be without starting quarterback Kenny Pickett, who was injured in last week's loss to Arizona. I'm John Schaefer, USA News.
Hi, I'm Ronnie Deutsch, and if you or your business owe money to the IRS, I've got great news for you. Tax laws have changed. Billions of dollars are earmarked for IRS Fresh Start programs, and if you qualify, you can literally save tens of thousands of dollars. Listen, I know what you're going through. Call me if you want to speak with a tax attorney or tax professional for free.
800-284-9275. That's 800-284-9275.